Welcome back to the You're Worth Knowing podcast. I apologize for having missed an episode last week. I was actually out of the country on a family emergency, but now I'm back and I wanted to talk about beauty this week and how it relates to social anxiety. I'm sure you're aware that we could have a million conversations about the concept of beauty without really reaching any conclusion. Like, is this the most attractive woman on the planet or is this one? The answer, neither. And both. In this episode, I want to shine a light on the relationship between beauty and social anxiety. You know that all I talk about is social anxiety. And recently, I have become more aware that social anxiety can really be quite contextual and can manifest itself in different forms.
Welcome to the You're Worth Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Roxana Alexandra from Honest Rocks, and I am obsessed with social anxiety. After a decade of trying to figure out how to manage it on my own, I'm on a mission now to share every little insight I've gained along the way. Every week, we'll get just a little bit closer to unraveling the mystery of it so you can live the best version of yourself because you are worth knowing. Let's get to it.
This is why I wanted to talk about how the concept of beauty as it stands today can negatively impact us and awaken social anxiety when we least expect it. Now, there's no other way to say it, but we humans place a lot of emphasis on beauty, regardless of how subjective it is. We do many strange things to keep up with these young and beautiful models / celebrities / influencers. We wax our bodies, pull out our faces, we slather different creams on each body part, and pay for cosmetic surgery, all to have an impact on how we view ourselves and how others view us. We are trying to manipulate that. Now, I believe we've recently turned a corner and have become more enlightened, and many companies are now finally making more sizes available in their stores. They're creating campaigns around more natural and inclusive looks. They're also more reluctant to use photo-altering tools to promote the models artificially. I don't know how that's going to play out with the new AI tools coming up, but hopefully we're still going to go in this positive direction. Because thank goodness, these companies have realized that the majority of people do not look like Charlize Theron, which I consider to be the most beautiful woman on the planet. But even with all the progress on this front, such as empowering women not to wear makeup or men to have a six-pack and discarding societal rules to look a certain way, we all still default to a standard of beauty. We all want to look and feel beautiful like the movie stars. We think we'll finally be confident if we are. So then is it not true that we can get social anxiety when we feel like we're not meeting our own expectations of being beautiful? As we grow up and become part of society, we're bombarded by millions of different messages. Messages that tell us whether or not we're beautiful. From our parents telling us or not, to our friends suggesting it or not, and eventually to the opposite sex or same sex hinting at it or not, depending on which way we orient ourselves. We generally have an idea of how people perceive us. And being human, it shapes how we see ourselves and what we choose to emphasize. Someone who is consistently told they should model will probably find themselves in the popular group. Then again, someone who's fat-shamed their whole life might have some serious eating and mental health problems. We all have ups and downs when it comes to how we feel about our looks. Some days are better than others, but overall, we are aware of where we land within the beauty range. Again, even if it's subjective and fallible. And I know how delicate this topic is, and of course, some people might disagree with what I've just said. What I want to convey is how beauty can bring up social anxiety. Because the perception you have of yourself has been shaped after years of experiences and run-ins with all types of people, and it's not static. Beauty impacts us all differently, but we're all shaped by the thoughts that come with it and the stories we create around it at the end of the day. Maybe it just so happens you have never received messages about your looks, or maybe you've only had negative ones. Those will also have a strong impact on how you think and see yourself as well, especially if you were raised in an environment that didn't fully understand the repercussions of society's pressure on you or didn't encourage you to love yourself, no matter what. If you're running into this challenge of not being able to overlook the whole concept of beauty and what your expectations are of yourself with it, I want to give you three things to think about. And these are things I wish I knew when I was younger to spare myself the unnecessary pain and suffering. I allowed too many people to have a say in how I saw myself, spurring extremely low confidence for many years, and I am still recovering from those days. That's how much of an impact it had on my social anxiety. Here are three things to help reframe how you think about the concept of beauty and your relationship with it. Number one, don't let the wind sway you. While you might feel self-conscious about certain aspects of your looks because of something that happened in the past, someone looking at you will have no clue what you're worried about. If you find yourself on a date, for example, and social anxiety reels its head because you're not confident about how you look, remember that you might be the most beautiful thing this person in front of you has ever seen. You cannot base how you feel about yourself according to someone else's standards. We're going to talk about this in point number two. You're going to run into so many people with so many opinions and thoughts that you cannot let them determine how you see yourself from one day to the next. It's very unhealthy to have so many ups and downs. Number two, only you get to determine what beauty means to you. My husband and I cannot agree on one celebrity, either man or woman or non-binary, regarding looks. We always joke that we have no clue what we see in each other because we both have awful taste. And this reminds me of how subjective beauty is and how we all see the world through a different lens. Beauty is truly a matter of opinion, so don't let others define what beauty means to you. Because I think Charlize Theron is absolutely stunning, and he doesn't. The only opinion that matters is yours, especially when it comes to how you feel about yourself. This will keep social anxiety at bay because you'll have the confidence to back you up when it's your turn to speak. It's not going to matter if your skin broke out that day of the presentation or if people see the scars that you carry because, well, beauty is not related to a lack of those things. You get to determine what beauty is and walk around proudly with that definition. Point number three, there will always be the nay and the yay camps. Whatever you change about yourself, you're going to run into both the nay and the yay camps. A recent example that comes to mind is Adele's weight transformation. All it took was for her to post one Instagram picture of her weight loss and the world exploded. Everyone had an opinion on it, good and bad. And this goes to show that no matter what you end up doing, you're going to get it from both sides. This is why point number two is so crucial. If you're confident in your strut, you won't mind how many people are in each camp. I want you to remember this point because it holds for everything in life as well. The only person you need to please is yourself. So go ahead, be Adele and be proud of it. And this brings me to the following questions. How does your view of beauty affect your social anxiety? Do you put extra emphasis on looking a certain way? What happens if you miss the mark? Maybe you believe that once you drop, I don't know, X pounds, or you learn to highlight your face, or you have the right tan color, you'll be more confident. Is that something that you believe? These are crucial questions to ask yourself, and they'll get you to think differently about social anxiety. When it pops up in a situation, look inwards to find the root cause of the sensation. And if it just so happens that it has something to do with perceived beauty, think about these three points and breathe. Changing your expectations of beauty is a continuous work in progress. Some days you'll really feel like shit about yourself, and some days you'll feel on top of the world. As long as you work on elevating yourself above the ups and downs, you will minimize them. And eventually you're going to walk away feeling confident and beautiful no matter what. And with that, you will start to chip away at your social anxiety as well. Now, this is a good reminder for me as well. I hope this helps you rearrange things in your mind and give you a new perspective on how to view yourself and how beauty really is subjective. And if you let yourself be swayed by, you know, Joe Schmo on the street, then that means that you really need to start working a little bit more at your self-worth because people's opinions, especially people that you don't know, that don't matter, should not have any hold on you. Only your opinion should matter, and of those that you really respect. But even then, it ultimately comes back to you, your definition of beauty, how you feel in your body, how you can feel more confident and comfortable with the decisions that you are making, regardless of what society says. That's ultimately the goal and what we should strive for. All right, so that's all I have for today. Let me know if this struck a chord with you. I look forward to hearing from you. You can always reach me on my social media platforms at Honest Rocks and leave me a message there. I would love to hear from you. All right, see you next week.